Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel, straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Hey, everybody, what a circus clown show. We recap the Republican debate and also talk about Gavin Newsom. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app, type in Charlie Kirk Show, and get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here. Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. I did not watch the debate. I watched like 3 to 5 minutes. What a circus. We're going to go through today some very tough feedback for the Republican Party. I don't know what's going on, but it, you know, the old joke is that the Republican Party is the stupid party and the Democrats are the evil party. They're still evil. But this is a complete clown show. Not just what happened at the debate, and we're going to do our best to unpack it, which was just the absolute mess. Not just the mess and just how the debate itself was conducted, but also a mess between the candidates talking over one another and their pre-rehearsed lines. It's completely irrelevant, a lot of the stuff they're talking about. But also we have this 9:30 funding looming deadline, where you have this weaponized administrative state, and you can't get anyone to agree on anything. On top of that, you have these impeachment hearings, and the witnesses that the Republicans are calling in front of the impeachment hearings are undermining the Republicans' effort to impeach Joe Biden. And so we have to go through this piece by piece. The Republican Party is not a serious party, but we're going to play some of this piece of tape, and it's absolute chaos. And I'm just going to continue to ask this question. Okay, all of these kind of corporate-funded candidates, they got their time on television, previously and now. How many ballot chasers, how many voter registration workers, how many people to secure our elections were we able to hire in the last 2 hours or the last 2 days, 48 hours? How many people? Here's just a little taste. I'm curious, how many of you actually watched the debate? I want to hear from you throughout the hour, freedom@charliekirk.com. Play cut 142. This is just a taste, a micron of the Chinese fire drill that otherwise could be called a Republican debate. Play cut 142.
We're sitting here in the Reagan Library.
Yes, I wish you
would
not. In
the honor of Ronald Reagan's library, if I may, from one admirer of Reagan to another, we cannot
do deals with the violence 4 years ago.
This isn't productive.
I want to hear about that.
Let's have a policy debate.
What's going on?
Let us have a policy debate.
Let's have about their record.
Let's have a policy debate. And the right answer is we need to declare independence from China.
Thank you very much.
And I will see that through.
You know what that is? That's what happens when you don't have an alpha male on stage. You got a bunch of betas. And they are all just trying to pretend to joust for dominance. You have Donald Trump come? Woof, that would be a lot different debate. And also, it's just lack of respect, and the moderators were unable to establish dominance. And no one wants to watch that. I mean, by the way, I could play clip after clip after clip after clip. And almost zero mention of, hey, by the way, we have this unconstitutional Jack Smith guy that's trying to put the leader of our party in prison. Hey, we have an invasion. They mentioned the border a little bit, but they're not actually serious about it. They're like, oh, you know, we have to secure the border. Okay, how about declaring an invasion? How are you going to go after the deep state? What is the big picture here? They don't want to talk about that. You know why? because everybody on that stage, except Vivek, I will exempt him from that. They're cheering for Donald Trump to be disqualified. The whole reason they're on stage, because you might say, Charlie, they think they have no chance. Yes, they think they have no chance unless Donald Trump goes to federal prison and is disqualified through the 14th Amendment. The people on that stage, Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, Chris Christie, their plan is the David French plan of disqualifying Donald Trump to put him on the ballot. That is their plan. They know they can't beat him by normal means. And some people say, well, that was a vice presidential debate. No, it wasn't. That was at best like a Secretary of Commerce debate or like the Secretary of Interior, maybe on a good day. This is not a serious thing that we have going on here at all. The question that I ask is, did the Democrats get closer to sneaking out another victory, I put in air quotes, in November of 2024? Of course they did. They want to see this kind of mess of people that will not be president just go after one another in a complete fury, in unintelligible fury. I mean, here's just another example. You have Nikki Haley, who's at like 3%, and Tim Scott, who still acts as if it's 1987 and it's morning in America. Someone's got to just like pour cold water on this guy. Like, hey, Tim Scott, wake up. It's not morning in America, pal. I know you're at the Ronald Reagan Library. I know that, you know, you're really sweet, all that good stuff. Great. Hey, we're at war, okay? It's a cold civil war against the Marxists. Well, I believe our best days are ahead. Yeah, yeah, I got that, okay? You got to get that like soundbite Chamber of Commerce programming out of it. Here's Nikki Haley, who's just like yearning to go invade another sovereign country. It's like a mixture of Billy Crystal and Lady Graham. Boom, you got Nikki Haley. Play cut 150.
I think, look, I appreciate Tim. We've known each other a long time, but he's been there 12 years and he hasn't done any of that. He hasn't. They've only given four budgets on time in 40 years.
He was part of that.
He increased the national debt. He voted for the spending.
You voted for.
He has made sure that the borders are open and they haven't done anything.
You actually asked for a gas tax increase in South Carolina.
12 years. Where have you been? Where have you been, Tim? 12 years. We've waited and nothing has happened.
Here's what you've done.
12 years. Here's the thing. I just find interesting.
Ron, let me finish the first.
All these guys have said.
Here's the fact.
And I appreciate a lot of the things they're saying.
Nikki
Haley.
I'm
the only one up here who's gotten in the big fights and has delivered big victories for the people of Florida. And that's what it's all about.
Okay. When will anyone on that stage ever realize that Republican voters are not voting necessarily on every piece of legislation that you may or may not have passed? They don't trust many of you on stage. They don't trust you. The Republican Party is permanently in a low trust environment. They've seen a duly elected president, Donald Trump, be spied on, have his lieutenants, like Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, entrapped by the FBI, twice impeached, and have a 2020 election that was a drive-by shooting the U.S. Constitution. And they're here talking about like, well, I got some sort of tax bill passed. You know, I did not watch the entire debate. I couldn't. I watched for 5 minutes. Got this woman speaking Spanish. Like, speak English. Give me a break. What is this? Oh, Univision? Literally. I'm going to talk about that in a second. It's pathetic. And at like 3 minutes, you have these like rehearsed things. And I felt like I was watching a 2006 Republican primary debate. As if they're not transing our kids. We had the gayest generation in history, the most suicidal generation in history. We got parents being spied on by the FBI. We got this administrative state that's running the country. And we have happy talk about tax cuts. And you have to wonder, are they ever going to take the cue? And they don't. They won't. The Ukraine thing is interesting. We'll talk about that. Donald Trump has now come out and he has called for a cancellation of all future primary debates, so that we could focus our efforts on Biden. And I will say that all of this money that we're spending, $150 million with DeSantis, combined on stage, hundreds of millions of dollars, that money should be invested in Arizona, Wisconsin, and Georgia for ballot chasing, voter registration, and the boring stuff. That's where Democrats are spending their money right now. We're spending our money on Nikki Haley, Tim Scott feuds. And just so we're clear, though, a lot of donors are waking up. I had the event with Dennis Prager last night, and I must have received 30 text messages from major donors, a couple billionaires, that are like, what in the fresh level of hell was that? I was like, yeah, I'm trying to tell you. People that said, we're done. We are going to go invest. I hate Trump. Some of them was like, I hate Trump, but I hate Biden more. It's like, you know what? God bless you. I respect that. There should be a bumper sticker in Aspen. I hate Trump, but I hate Biden more. Ladies and gentlemen, as the leaves change color and as the air turns crisp, you know what time it is. It's tailgate season. And I've got something that'll make your tailgate the best one yet. Introducing our friends at Good Ranchers, your MVP for the grill this football season. Picture this, you, the big game, your friends, and the aroma of sizzling, beautiful, delicious all-American meat from Good Ranchers. Whether it's juicy ribeye or mouth-watering burgers, Good Ranchers brings you the taste of a steakhouse right in your own backyard. Better yet, it's all 100% American from family farms to your grill. Here's the real touchdown with Good Ranchers. You get the convenience of home delivery with high-quality cuts, no more last-minute store runs, no more compromise. So get ready to tackle hunger this tailgate season with Good Ranchers. Visit their website and use my code to get $30 off and load up on the best beef, chicken, seafood, and pork America has to offer. Be the ultimate grill master this fall. Put foreign store-bought meat on the bench and sub Good Ranchers 100% American meat in today. Promo code Kirk. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but this just bothered me, okay? English should be the official language of the United States. And the argument is, well, Charlie, we have to reach out to new voters. Speak English, okay? I don't want to live in a country where I can't understand my fellow countrymen. Assimilation is necessary for a free society and a strong society. This is how we started. I mean, really? Play cut 148.
Please allow me to welcome our Spanish-speaking audience. Muy buenas noches a todos. Desde la Biblioteca Presidencial Ronald Reagan, los precandidatos republicanos también buscan su voto para las primarias del partido. Bienvenidos.
I don't like that. I don't like it. Immigrants from across the world have come to this country, and they will tell you they had to learn English. What that is basically saying is, yeah, we're perfectly fine with you not assimilating and learning the native language here. It creates a nation of strangers, a nation of foreigners in America. I don't like it. All right, so let's play another piece of tape here. This is such a joke, honestly. Let's play cut 136.
It's now obvious that if you all stay in the race, former President Donald Trump wins the nomination. None of you have indicated that you're dropping out. So, which one of you on stage tonight should be voted off the island? Please use your marker to write your choice on the notepad in front of you. 15 seconds starting now. Of the people on the stage, who should be?
I'm absolutely serious. With all due respect, wow. I mean, we're here. Like, well, you know, we're happy to debate, but I think that that's disrespectful to my fellow competitors.
Nobody wants to participate.
Let's do some questions. Let's talk about the future of the country.
Honestly, that was Ron DeSantis is one of his best moments. Good for him. I mean, standing up, that's such a pathetic thing. What is this, a game show? I mean, this is like made for TV entertainment. And the constant talking over one another was unbearable. Unbearable. At some point, you have to just say, time out. We're done. We're done. You guys have had your chance. We are so significantly disadvantaged right now in the early states, significantly. Ballot chasing, voter registration. And we have this, not even a sideshow, for a presidential debate. How about this one? Let's go to, just cut 145. I could go one after the other. Play cut 145.
Can we please respect the time?
Yeah. No, let's play that again. This is your Republican Party without Trump.
Can we please respect the time?
With some exceptions, I'll put DeSantis and Vivek out. You just got a bunch of narcissists talking over one another that just want their five minutes on TV. This is your Republican Party without Trump. It's like complete bedlam. Complete bedlam. Oh, and Chris Christie really got a zinger in there. Play cut 143.
And I want to look in that camera right now and tell you, Donald, I know you're watching. You can't help yourself. I know you're watching, okay? And you're not here tonight not because of polls and not because of your indictments. You're not here tonight because you're afraid of being on the stage and defending your record. You're ducking these things. And let me tell you what's going to happen. You keep doing that, no one up here is going to call you Donald Trump anymore. We're going to call you Donald Duck.
All right. I want to ask the governor.
Hilarious. That was so funny. I forgot to laugh. It's just one moment after the other. You should see our chat. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that. Here's another one. They all decided to attack Vivek. I like Vivek. Play cut 142.
We're sitting here in the Reagan Library.
Yes, I wish you would not.
In the honor of Ronald Reagan's library, if I may, from one admirer of Reagan to another,
we cannot do deals with the CCP 4 years ago.
This isn't productive.
I want to hear about that.
Let's have a policy debate.
What's going on?
Let us have a policy debate.
Let's have about their record.
Let's have a policy debate. And the right answer is we need to declare independence from China, and I will see that through.
Look, I've met Dana a couple times. I really like Stu Varney. Stu has been very, very good to me over the last decade. Very good. I'm 100% a fan of Stu, and I will always be in his debt. I mean that. But the moderators should have established dominance here. They should have slammed it down and said, you guys are acting like a bunch of petulant kids, and we're going to cut mics or kick you out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop at the pillow. Mike Lindell has created the Giza Dream bed sheets. These sheets look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep, which is crucial for your overall health. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you'll receive 50% off the Giza Dream sheets, marking prices down as low as $29.98, depending on the size. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. That is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper, MyPillow kitchen towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-875-0425 or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Kirk, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. So Gavin Newsom, he very well might be remember we call him? He's warming up in the bullpen right now, throwing strikes while Joe Biden is withering away. Joe Biden right now, again, it's baseball season, but as I said, I don't watch baseball. They went super gay. And I might watch the Cubs in the playoffs. We'll see. If they make the playoffs, I think it's actually closing up in this weekend, I think, is the final weekend, right? So Gavin Newsom is in the bullpen. Joe Biden basically is bases loaded, no outs. He's on a last chance here. Here's Gavin Newsom taunting Ron DeSantis. Play cut 162.
The fact that he took this debate, the fact that he took the bait in relation to this debate, shows that he's completely unqualified to be president of the United States. That's my humble first.
Why is that? You're baiting him with the debate offer?
Of course. I mean, why is he debating a guy who's not even running for president when he's running for president? He's showing up at the Reagan Library, hallowed ground, and he puts out an ad today, not for his presidential campaign, to promote a debate against the governor of California. I mean, this guy's distracted. So I don't know that he has it in his heart. I think, here's my personal opinion about Ron DeSantis, he regrets running for president. He made a huge mistake. He listened to his consultants. He bought his own hype. He had this little God complex. I mean, look at the ads themselves. Literally, God created. I mean, he bought into all this stuff. And he quickly regretted it, but he stuck.
Man, Newsom is Luciferian, isn't he? This guy is a slippery, slippery snake. I would much rather run against Joe Biden than Gavin Newsom. Be careful what you wish for. Newsom, and by the way, a lot of these, you know, let's just say the suburban wine moms, the kind of Xanax addicted crowd, they love Gavin. Woo, they love him. Be my husband. I love you. Save us with your social leftism. His approval rating off the charts with suburban women. Even more so than Joe Biden. So Gavin Newsom is openly taunting Ron DeSantis. And then Gavin Newsom did the media circuit last night. Now Gavin is a very slippery guy. He's also incredibly self-confident, very self-confident. Gavin is a unique person in the Democrat Party because he seems, on the appearance, to actively court disagreement. He's not a social liberal in the sense that free speech liberal. He's not. He's all about power, but he's talented. He's incredibly good at gamesmanship, doublespeak. He's acting as a Democrat loyalist. But think about the self-righteousness. And quite honestly, I could use a anatomy figure, but I'll just say, let's just say the, how do I say this nicely? The Stones. As a Democrat governor of the largest state in the country, to show up at a Fox-sponsored debate in the spin room, that's something. And it also shows that he thinks he can debate anybody. But of course, if Tucker Carlson got his hands on Gavin Newsom, if Steve Bannon, if Matt Walsh got their hands on Gavin Newsom, it wouldn't go well. So Gavin plays the prideful, self-righteous thing, but he would definitely not do well in those scenarios. Not at all. Now, some people say, but I think Gavin would do well. Gavin v. Tucker? I mean, look, Gavin dodges the most. He's a liar, right? So Gavin says, we're against book banning. Okay, Gavin, yes or no? Do you think pornography should be in schools? He's never been asked that question. Never. You just pull out Genderqueer and start reading it for him. Hey, Gavin, you know, this is intimate details about gay sex. What do you think about that, Gavin? That's how you confront. You show, you don't tell. You confront it right in. But boy, is he a very cocky person. Here's Gavin Newsom on Sean Hannity's program. And people say Gavin Newsom won. I don't know. I haven't watched the whole thing. But let's play cut 163.
Is this border secure?
I believe Ronald Reagan was right in 1986 when he supported comprehensive immigration.
Yeah, well, he also said it was the worst decision he ever made.
Yeah, but I believe that he did the right thing for the right reasons because he recognized it's not just a border issue.
And
that
the entire system,
the entire system needs to be reformed. We all agree we have a border challenge. We all agree
challenge?
we need to reform the asylum system. We agree in strong borders. I think the Republican Party is complicit in this as well. And by the way, I don't need to be educated on this. I have the largest land port in the Western Hemisphere here in the state of California.
So Gavin is very smart in this regard. He's trying to create himself into a right-wing villain to use the energy of the hate to propel himself. And honestly, that's very, very smart. Politics is a game of energy, energy transfer. It's the laws of physics. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. This is something Trump did very well. Trump only got bigger because the media attacked him. And he said, hey, look, right-wing world, the media hates me. And that made people like Trump more. So Gavin is now able to go to Democrat donors, Democrat activists, and say, do you see how much the right hates me? And I'm not afraid to go debate him. And Gavin is different. He's cut from a different cloth. AOC, Rashida Tlaib, they're terrified to go on these programs. When I go to a college campus, 99% of the time, the professors, the smug philosopher kings, the activists, they don't want to debate and they don't want to have a conversation. Gavin thinks so highly of himself, and he better watch out because, you know, he could play patty cake, but when he starts to get up to Tucker or Walsh or some of our people that throw strikes, we'll see how slippery he can actually be. And again, the way to handle that kind of says, hold on. Pal, what are you doing right now to actually stop the invasion of California? Isn't it an invasion, Gavin Newsom? But Hannity is friends with Gavin Newsom, so I think there was a little bit of a fraternal relationship, right? You know, so I think that was probably preventing some of the more direct questions from being asked. Here's cut 164. And by the way, Gavin is always welcome on our show anytime. Play cut 164.
Energy independent for the first time in 75 years.
We are more energy dependent today. Look that up. It's a fact. And if you... No, it's just factually untrue.
Joe Biden is unilaterally disarmed.
I want to encourage the people watching. Look this up. 5.94 quads. Google 9.5.
Look at all the restrictions Joe Biden has put on oil and gas companies.
We are more energy independent today under Biden. Pence doesn't know that. Your audience doesn't know that. More domestic oil production than any time in history. We're on pace this year. That's a fact. You guys keep making that up.
So, Gavin, why are gas prices so high then? interesting question. Why are gas prices so high if we're more energy independent? How much energy are we actually exporting? We were a net exporter under Trump. We've stopped that. How long does it take to actually develop oil and natural gas? Can you do it in 10 months, 12 months? No, sometimes it takes 3 to 4 years. Now, even though that was a complete lie, cable television is not, unfortunately, not about the truth. It's not a series of op-eds where you can get them peer-reviewed and fact-checked. It's a question of dominance. And Gavin Newsom thinks he can dominate. He's pretty good at it, actually. And honestly, I could go into all this. You guys know it's a lie. Trump had us on track for 3 to 4 more million barrels a day than we are today. Under Biden is just catching up to Trump's top month pre-COVID. West Texas crude is now at $93 a barrel. $93 a barrel. And Gavin is welcome anytime on the Charlie Kirk Show. We'll see. We'll see really how selective he is in what shows he goes on. By the way, I think Jesse Waters would run circles around him. Jesse's a smart dude. I like Jesse a lot. I think Jesse would come with the goods. Hey, Gavin, why do you have the greatest net migration of any state in the country? Why are so many people leaving California if you're doing such a great job? You talk about wealth inequality. Why is the greatest distance between working people and rich people in your home state? Just very simple questions. If you're doing such a great job, why are so many people leaving? The place that you were the mayor of is now considered to be a joke. It's a laughingstock, Gavin Newsom. San Francisco is a dystopian hellscape. Hey, Gavin, do you feel safe? Just a question. For your son to walk unattended San Francisco at 10 p.m., yes or no? Prove it. Drop your kid off right off the highway in San Francisco at Fisherman's Wharf and have him walk across the city that you governed for 5 years and the state that you currently govern. Prove it to us. Have your son walk into downtown San Francisco unattended. Show us, Gavin. Prove that you actually believe in your ideology. That's how you handle Gavin Newsom. Personal. Offense, aggressive, direct. You show, you don't tell. Not like this fact here and all that. He's going to lie. You go directly at him. Indisputable. You stop a snake with aggression and direct confrontation in his face. Hey, Charlie Kirk here. If you guys love this program and you want to support this program, if we have impacted or blessed your life in any way, I want to tell you about a new thing that we are starting it up. First of all, if you have supported us at charliekirk.com/support, nothing to worry about. You guys are going to be moved on over. If you want to support us even more and say, hey, I want exclusive content, I want to talk to Charlie directly, we are standing up this amazing infrastructure. Team's been working so hard at members.charliekirk.com. Not only is it a way to support us directly outside of all of the other channels, but get this, live Q&As with me and the team, articles exclusively written by me that you won't find anywhere else, pre-show prep calls, and more. Sign up today at members.charliekirk.com. We love bringing our show every day, and we can't wait to bring you even more content that is just for you at the Charlie Kirk exclusive. That's members.charliekirk.com. Head to members.charliekirk.com today. Yes, there's going to be a lot of goodies, a lot of engagement, a lot of fun stuff. But even more than that, if you feel moved and compelled that our show is impacting you and impacting the world, it would mean a lot if you became a member at members.charliekirk.com. Not all of it was bad. I want to compliment Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has come after Vivek for saying that this is fake news. This is the problem when all of your institutions are captured. The American Medical Association, the American Psychiatric Association, I think it's called that, but the major psychiatric institutions. For years, we considered transgenderism, gender dysphoria, a mental disease, a mental illness, which it is. Something that needs treatment, not affirmation. Something that needs healing, not platforming. Something that needs, you could call it, CBT type therapy, or watchful waiting, as Dr. Miriam Grossman would call it in her excellent book. But so Vivek says this, and he's 100% correct. 100% correct. And Time Magazine that came out with a fact check, and they said, wrong, transgenderism is not a mental illness. It's a mental illness. These people need help. Play cut 137.
I have to be very clear about this.
Transgenderism, especially in kids, is a mental health disorder. We have to acknowledge the truth of that for what it is. And I'm sorry, it is not compassionate to affirm a kid's confusion. That is not compassion, that is cruelty. So I will ban genital mutilation or chemical castration under the age of 18.
I don't know why Dane is interrupting him. It was the best part of the whole debate. It frustrates me. So honestly, Vivek, God bless you, man. That is worth it. That is a righteous fight. That is a virtuous fight. The current chemical castration of teenagers will go down as one of the great moral injustices in the history of the West. Irreversible damage to children that they are preying on. These are predators. So good for you, Vivek. You are right. It is not compassion. It is cruelty. They are chopping off the breasts. They are doing double mastectomies. Irreversible. They are butchering 12, 13, and 14-year-olds. And not a couple hundred, not a couple thousand, that we know of tens of thousands of people that have been mutilated as children. They get put on these incredibly damaging drugs like Lupron. And then the antidepressant cocktails that follow. It is the moral modern day equivalent of the lobotomy craze. Thankfully, we said, oh, that was a bad idea, despite all the people it harmed. Thankfully, over 20 people are pushing back. But the media is all in on this trans delusion. Again, that's an attack vector where if Gavin Newsom, you could really push Gavin on that. He doesn't understand the issue. He's talking points. He's shallow. He thinks he's slippery. Woo! You could really push Gavin on that. But you have to know your stuff. And by the way, 20 states are pushing back, not 20 people. I'm sorry. The Ukraine thing was also very interesting to look at last night. Vivek Ramaswamy is the only person on stage yesterday, to his credit, that stands against sending unlimited amounts of money to Ukraine while our entire country collapses. Play cut 138, please.
The reality is just because Putin is not Putin's an evil dictator does not mean that Ukraine is good. This is a country that has banned 11 opposition parties.
A win
that
has for actually, Russia is a win for China.
That is not true.
China.
We're driving
a win
Russia.
For Russia
excuse
is a
me.
Win for China.
Excuse me. If you have
but
a chance,
I forgot you like
you'll
China.
Have,
That's
nope,
why you're
you'll have your chance in just a moment.
Yeah.
The hurling personal insults isn't helping. China is the real enemy, and we're driving Russia further into China's arms. Just last week,
Vivek,
was
if
hailing
you let Putin have
ranks.
Ukraine, that's a green light. To China to take Taiwan.
We need a
peace comes through strength.
Governor Christie. To peace.
Governor Christie.
The Communist Party of China is the real enemy.
Governor Christie.
You have to listen to that tape four times to understand what the heck is going on. But this is just one thing about neocons. With confidence, hubris, and pride, they tell you with certainty they know cause and effect. If we do this, then this will happen. If we do this, then that will happen. They are almost always wrong. They try to centrally plan foreign policy. Think about that. They did it in Vietnam. If we do not stop at domino theory, if we do not invade Iraq, nuclear weapons for everybody, they might be right, but they're usually wrong. At the crux of neoconservatism, at the base of neoliberalism that Nikki believes in, Pence believes in, is an assuredness of themselves that they can centrally plan the geopolitical decisions involving billions of people and hundreds of different motivations, and thousands of years of history. They are no better than the central planners that plan the reaction to COVID and school lockdowns. They are no better than the central planners that try to do philosophizing king over the American economy. These are central planners by different means. They just wear a neoconservative jersey, and it's rooted in pride and smugness and hubris. If we don't do this, then that will happen. You don't know that. You don't. In fact, you've been wrong about those predictions for 50 years. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.